Delilah Fulmer dropped her carpet bag to the gravel road. The sign hanging from the Victorian house turned headquarters read, "The National Pinkerton Detective Agency, 427 Chainbridge Road, Denver, Colorado Territories." For the past month, ever since she'd first seen the clipping in her daddy's paper, she'd imagined the possibilities. A future, a chance to rise from her beginnings, an opportunity to chase her dreams of adventure. There was no turning back. Her daddy had made that much clear. He didn't want no daughter of his leaving home to traipse around the country after criminals. He expected better, more, from an only daughter. Never mind that Delilah's home in Massachusetts was a circus, no less than a den of rowdy boys on the brink of becoming criminals themselves. Delilah pulled the folded paper from her pocket and read the Pinkerton advertisement once more. She was more than qualified. Daring, yet careful. Observant, yet quick. Small, yet surprisingly scrappy. Her brothers, all five of them, had served as training for this exact vocation. Unknowingly, they'd armed her with more than her fair share of skill sets. Roping and tying knots, fist fighting and shooting, debate, warring of words, swiping and, most importantly, escaping undetected. At least her brother's unruliness had been good for something. A lifetime of their pulling her braids and stringing her up in trees was more than any girl should have to endure. The only trouble she'd have would be convincing Archibald Gordon that she was woman enough. Delilah ran her fingers down the front of her dress. She'd spent all her savings on the new attire. The layered lace bodice and full skirt, not to mention the white fabric, was unlike anything Delilah had owned. She hardly knew how to act in such a dress. Trousers and handoffs from her brothers were her usual attire. Life without a mother had its drawbacks, but after seeing her reflection on the train, Delilah was convinced of her success. Her hair, the color of copper-tinged flames, fell neatly in curls down her back. The curlers weren't any more challenging to work through than her brother Broderick's disastrous attempts at knots. She took her new parasol in one hand, her bag in the other, and crossed the street. She hammered a gloved hand against the front door and stepped back to wait. After a few minutes, she knocked again, again without an answer. "What the devil?" she mumbled under her breath. A soft humming of voices caught her ears, and she followed the noise to the back of the building.